Each year, the National Residency Matching Program gets about 35,000 applications from medical school graduates who are trying to finish their training. More than 8,000 of them don't match with a residency program. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa introduces you to one of those doctors.
Michael Smith graduated from a Caribbean medical school in 2014 with a degree and a mountain of debt.
About $350,000 is about what my loan is right now.
He wants to pay it off, but first he needs a medical license. The only way to get that is by completing his final years of medical training at a residency program in the United States. Finding a match, though, has turned out to be the hardest part of Smith's education. In each of the past 3 years since graduation, he has spent about $5,000 applying to more than 100 residency programs. He's gone on several interviews, but has yet to match with a hospital.
So here I am. I'm fully eligible for a residency spot, and I can't get one. So it's very frustrating.
Smith's problem is compounded by Florida's lack of residency programs. And this is in a state that is facing a projected shortage of 7,000 doctors by 2025. Medical schools have stepped up and are training more students than ever, but that's creating more applicants. And for every available slot, a program may have hundreds or even thousands of applicants.
Something has to be done to not lose doctors that are fully trained and, you know, they don't have any options. Something has to be done.
That's Dr. James LaPola, an oncologist in St. Petersburg and the former residency director at Bayfront Health. He says it will take both state and federal legislation to increase residency slots. The problem starts with the way residencies are supported through Medicare. Since 1997, the number of residencies supported at existing teaching hospitals has been frozen. Members of Congress have tried for years to pump more money into the system, but LaPola is thinking outside the box. He wants lawmakers to create a position for medical school graduates who don't initially match. These assistants could work at VA hospitals and clinics, building their resumes while they wait to match again.
This is not an internship. They're not going to be able to get a license from this, but they at least have a license to work under the licensure of a doctor and can earn a living.
HCA Healthcare is taking a different route in Florida and in other areas around the country. Dr. Frederick Chavone heads the company's graduate medical education program in West Florida. He says the for-profit hospital chain is starting new residency programs at its community hospitals. But, he says, it takes a large upfront investment.
That investment can be anywhere, you know, from several million to even above $10 million for a hospital to really build the program, depending upon the specialties that they need to create.
In the next 5 years, HCA plans to expand its Florida residency positions from 767 to 2,115. Once the programs are in place for 5 years, they will then become eligible for federal funding. The new positions will help Florida gain some parity with other states that have far more medical residents. For example, this year New York offered about 1,500 residency slots in internal medicine. In Florida, there were just 482. That makes it harder for applicants like Michael Smith, who will try to match again for a fourth time next year. But his dream of becoming a doctor is fading as his odds of matching seem to get slimmer every year.
It does get tougher and tougher. That's a known thing. You have like a shelf life, you know, before it becomes like, what am I going to do with this guy?
In the meantime, he'll support his family by working in a research job. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
And you can hear more stories from Health News Florida and learn more about it at wusfnews.org.